people everywhere, and every person has a story. Welcome to the Tate Podcast, where voices come together, stories unfold, and communities at the heart of every story.
Kintsuke Roy, Beauty in Brokenness by Daniel Shalom. We all have a moment in time, if not a few, where we were deeply hurt emotionally or psychologically, whether by means of a broken relationship, death of a loved one, or some form of abuse, physical, mental, or sexual. Pain and suffering are inextricable from the human experience. It affects us in every way. Even the Bible promises that trying times are not a case of if, but rather of when. So then, what does this all mean? If, as human beings, our life's journey is marred with intervals of unpleasant experiences, some of which will leave us scarred for life, how do we interpret such? How do we deal not only with knowing about, but also experiencing pain and suffering? Though we will not delve deeply into matters of theodicy, most times than not still, one is bound to ask, maybe in the words of C.S. Lewis in his book A Grief Observed, while speaking on the death of his wife to cancer, and I quote, "Because she is in God's hands. But if so, she was in God's hands all the time. And I've seen what they did to her here. Do they suddenly become gentler to us the moment we are out of the body? And if so, why?" End of quote. Here, C.S. Lewis is grappling with why his wife suffered so much, yet people say we are all in God's hands. However you want to look at it, these ordeals and anguishes alter the trajectory of our lives, shape or distort our interpretations of ourselves, other human beings, life, and in some cases, God. It affects at the very core of the human experience. The Christian faith seems to offer an existentially relevant solution to the problem of pain and suffering. Firstly, God does not view the pain and suffering of people from a distance. He became a part of it. As C.S. Lewis continues to say, from the excerpt quoted from above, "Sometimes it is hard to say, God forgive God. Sometimes it is hard to say so much. But if our faith is true, he didn't. He crucified him." So though it may not necessarily alleviate the pain, but I believe it is consoling to know that God, through the cross of Jesus Christ, also suffered in probably the worst manner possible, not for himself, but for us, sharing with us in our deepest of pains. Secondly, God is judge, and his nature demands that justice should be done. There is hope after the grave, and the judge of all the earth, he who is the resurrection and the life, shall he not do what is right? With no intention to trivialize the anguishes of people, as I have experienced a fair share of my own, this life, in comparison to the scope of reality, will just be as grass. One moment it is here, and the next it is gone. In the meantime, since pain and suffering in this life is a guarantee, how should we interpret it? The Japanese have a culture called Kintsuke Roi, where if a ceramic utensil breaks, they remold it, joining it at the seams with gold. The gold improves the ceramics aesthetically, as well as increases its value and worth. Much like us, when situations arise that break us to the very core of our being, if interpreted rightly, they very well could be the substratum for a better and more beautiful us.